Looking for a great way to spend your Sunday? Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino and indulge in our Sunday brunch. Available from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. End your weekend with us and get this all-you-can-eat brunch for $45 with a River Club card or $55 without. Kids under 10 eat for just $15. Gather your friends and family and enjoy our wide variety of specialty entrees, perfect for a relaxing Sunday morning or afternoon. For menu or complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Your next outdoor adventure starts this weekend at the Crown Motors Boat Sport and RV Show. Shop low show prices and see the KRCR Wild Eagle Encounter. Enter the photo contest with thousands in prizes, the Great Maine Lobster Hunt, and so much more. With kids' activities, guides, lodges, and demos, all at Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson. Lots of RVs, ATVs, trailers, boats, and more at the NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show this weekend. Get your $2 off coupon at Grange Co-op in Reading and enjoy free Senior Friday courtesy of Rain Rock Casino.
Please join us for a fundraising dinner in support of Clint Curtis for County Clerk. Saturday, February 28th, Anderson VFW. Live auction, drawing, games, and a great barbecue dinner catered by Rockin' Peas. For tickets, call Patrick at 530-222-3223. Clint Curtis for County Clerk is the only Republican in this race, and he needs your support now. At this event, Saturday, February 28th, at the Anderson VFW, 3210 West Center Street, and thank you for your support.
On great radio stations all across America. It's the National Defense.
Welcome to the National Defense, made possible by Ford, by the Home Depot, by T-Mobile, by Prevagen, by the Wounded Warrior Project, and by Ondas Holdings, LLC.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and there is a really great-looking comedy drama, very funny, written and directed by veteran actor and filmmaker Dan Roebuck. It's coming out on February 27th. It's called The Hail Mary, and Daniel joins us here in the National Defense. Daniel, how are you?
I'm so honored to be here, Randy. I'm so excited to tell you about The Hail Mary, but to also tell you my next movie is called Men of Granite. It's about veterans and veterans affairs.
Oh my gosh. We have to get you back on for that for sure.
Yes, sir.
That is our audience, absolutely. And also, I've got another great thing about you. You're from Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, right?
Yes, sir. Yes.
And I stole one of your women from Pittsburgh a long time ago.
Did you really? You got one of ours.
I did.
Hopefully, where are you from? Hopefully, we got one of yours back.
Well, I'm originally from Knoxville, Tennessee.
All right. Well, I'm sure there was a prisoner exchange at some point.
Yeah.
And we got one of the beautiful Tennesseans.
Well, I worked in the radio in Pittsburgh for about 3 years. I love the people of Pennsylvania. And the thing that I found out, and maybe you have the same experience, you can't walk up to anybody in Pittsburgh and say, how are you, without starting a two-hour conversation.
Sure. Well, because, you know, think of this, Randy. The state motto is, you've got a friend in Pennsylvania. You know what I mean? Like, we're all told that motto when we're kids. You're like, you gotta be nice to people because, you know, that's what William Penn wanted.
Right.
So,
right.
Like, you know, the other state mottos are like, you know, defend to death and, you know, and fight back fascism. Ours is, you've got a friend in Pennsylvania.
Well, in Tennessee, ours is eat more bacon, which is odd. We're talking to Daniel Roebuck here on the National Defense and the movie The Hail Mary, which you wrote and directed.
Yes, sir.
I've seen the trailer for this. This looks hysterical. Anytime you give me nuns and football, I'm in.
Yeah, I think it's a great combination, and we're going to come out just, you know, everybody had the week after, you know, we all had our honeydew list the week after the Super Bowl, and we've done that, and next week is our week, so the week after that, we're giving you the Hail Mary, so we're giving you back your football.
Man, that's
going to be, welcome.
Especially in Kansas City, we're based in Kansas City, we didn't even know what to do Super Bowl weekend, we're like, what?
Yeah.
Are they still playing? Playing it?
Why would they? Listen, that's like being an actor, you know, the last day on, you're a guest on a show and they're reading the script for the next episode. And wait, you guys are going to make another episode, but this one doesn't have me in it. I'm so confused about this.
The Hail Mary's coming out on February 27th. I love your character, man. You play a guy that's just down and out. I think you're a janitor. Right.
He's really got nothing going for him at all. He runs smack into this, and I mean runs into a nun who decides that he needs redemption. So to lead him to it, she cons him into creating a football team for her all boys Catholic school.
Oh man, and the nun. I mean, she is excellent. Wow. I don't cross paths with her.
Yeah, you don't want to. Well, you're right. Are you an ex-military?
I'm not, but
understood. But we're speaking to a lot of folks.
Absolutely.
Her backstory is, and it's never mentioned in the movie. But if you watch carefully, she's ex-military, and she had a midlife crisis. And if you look behind her on the desk, is her military photo. She's got flags all over. She's definitely someone. I hope there's a sequel so we can explore, her career change.
All right. Daniel Roebuck, we're talking to here in the National Defense, the movie The Hail Mary coming out on February 27th. And, speaking of football, and I gotta believe you're a Steelers fan.
I hate to tell you, Eagles, we're on the other end.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
But you can,
going to suggest, do you know the name Myron Cope? Myron Cope was a longtime Pittsburgh announcer, and why there has never been a movie about Myron Cope on sports, I don't understand. I mean,
I'm going to look him up to see if there's a story there.
Oh, you know, listen, he started the terrible towel. He's the guy that started the
terrible... Oh, he's the guy.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I mean, he's a legend. Hey, you were also in a couple of other great favorites of mine. Rob Zombie's The Munsters. You played Grandpa. How was that experience?
So when he asked me to do it, because I've known Rob and he knows what a fan of the Munsters I am. He also knew that I had done a movie with Fred Gwynn, that I knew Al Lewis. He calls and says, when he said, do you want to play Grandpa Munster?
Oh.
I was like, if you're punking me, this is the coolest thing anyone's ever done to any human being. So if I should, where I watch TV, I sit, I have a TV room. I'm a guy, I never like the TV in the living room. That's like a kind of a modern world thing that we have to do because of how we live. But I read in the living room. I don't watch TV. So I have this three sheet of Munsters Go Home that I look at literally every day of my life. And I've got a collection of toy memorabilia, and I have a very large Munsters collection. So when you're told that you're actually going into the thing you love, it's just all you can think of, and you can't have an ego about it. You have to think, God loves me so much. I'm a sinner. I'm doing the best I can. I've made a lot of mistakes,
right.
But now I try to live a very good life. But he just loves me so much that he let me. And Randy, not only the Munsters, I'm also in a very big Star Wars project, this huge video game called Jedi Fallen Order and Jedi Survivor.
Oh, wow.
And there was 1 week of my life that I worked, we finished the Munsters on a Friday, and I was filming my Star Wars thing on a Tuesday. So within 1 week, I worked on both Munsters and Star Wars. And at the same time, my brother-in-law, who's a director of photography, was operating the third camera on Indiana Jones 5.
Oh, my gosh.
And I just said to him, I go, could we have ever dreamed when we were kids this would be? But it's only because there's two things. One, perseverance. Yes, I've worked hard, 100%.
Right.
But the other thing is, I've given my life to Christ, and, when we were doing Matlock, there'd be days where they'd rewrite the script, there wouldn't be time to rehearse. Andy Griffith would say, my favorite quote of his, he'd say, well, let's go where Jesus leads us.
Oh, wow.
And that's kind of how I live my life now. And
I
it's,
love that.
It's, and, you know, this movie, The Hail Mary, is just the only the latest indication that things he loves me. And I did name the movie after his mom, and I think he likes that.
Yeah.
In fact, he liked it so much, he made sure there's another movie coming out with almost the same title a month later.
Well, anytime you can include Jesus' mom's name, I think we're talking to Daniel Roebuck here on the National Defense. The Hail Mary is coming out on February 27th. I can't wait to see. I know people say this, but it seems to have everything. I mean, it's got a lot of heart. It's got a lot of drama. It's got football. It's got nuns. I mean, if you throw a dog maybe eating an apple in there, I mean, this is...
Right. The distributor would always say, can you put a dog in it? And
yeah.
No, there's no dogs. There's no dog at the all-boys school. But my movies, what I try to do, Randy, is, you know, I don't want to preach to the choir.
Yeah.
I want to preach to the people driving past the church on Sunday morning. And the only way we can connect with them is, I'm sorry, you have to begin with humor. You have to begin with a smile. And then, so my movies, and even this, if I could talk a minute about Men of Granite, the next movie we're making, my daughter and I are writing it now. It's about four kind of grumpy old men who are in the honor guard at a local cemetery, and they don't really get along. They're all from different branches of the service. And then this kid, this 19-year-old kid, flips his car in a drunken police chase and lands on a couple of tombstones.
Mm.
So the judge sends him there for a year for community service. So these guys and the kid are at odds at first. And then, you know, again, my movies are really all about fatherhood and mentorship. All of them. And there's, everybody changes everybody.
And you get to write this with your daughter. How special is that?
Isn't that amazing?
Is that the same daughter you took to see one of the last Jay Leno shows?
Yeah. Oh, did you hear that? Yeah.
Yeah.
She goes,
we know all about you, Daniel. We've got you down, man. Hey, I can't wait to see the Hail Mary. You got to come back for your next one. And thank you so much for taking the time. And thank you for spreading the word.
All right, you're welcome. And people can, if they want to be part of that next movie, they can go to achannelofpeace.org and see what we do and how we do it.
I love it.
We make the movie through a not-for-profit.
Oh, man, I love it. That is so good. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
Ford was built on the belief that the world doesn't get to decide what you're capable of. You do. So ask yourself, can you or can't you? Can you load up a Ford F-150 and build your dream with sweat and steel? Can you chase thrills and conquer curves in a Mustang? Can you take a Bronco to where the map ends and adventure begins? Whether you think you can or think you can't, you're right. Ready, set, Ford.
David is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Nice to meet you. My name is David. I've been a pharmacist for 44 years. And I'm from Flowery Branch, Georgia. When I first started taking Prevagen, I noticed stuff just seemed to come together and fit like a jigsaw puzzle. When I have customers come in, I recommend Prevagen. Number one, because it's safe and effective, does not require a prescription. And I've been taking it quite a while myself, and I know it works. I wouldn't recommend something like Prevagen if I didn't think it was worth it, because it works so good for me. And I love it when the customers come back in and tell me, David, that really works so good. Makes my day.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
With over 20 years of generous community support, Wounded Warrior Project has helped post 9/11 veterans and their families with no-cost services, legislative advocacy, and more. And we're just getting started. Visit woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros.
Mandina's Cabinets in Anderson designs custom kitchens, bathrooms, and offices that no big box store can match.
They are the local pros who know.
Mandina's Cabinets. The local pros who know. Mandina's Cabinets. The local pros.
530-365-8108 or visit mandinascabinets.com.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
A message from Todd with Reading Online Marketing.
Here's the truth. Your competitors aren't smarter and they aren't better. Their marketing is.
Reading Online Marketing has years of experience and results backed by real data to put you on top. For maximum impact, ask about exclusive KCNR radio and digital marketing packages. Put your business everywhere your customers are.
We are local and can answer all your questions. Call me at 530-378-4060 or visit ReadingOnlineMarketing.com.
Okay, get this. Now at Wendy's, you get to go biggie with new biggie deals. That means going biggie with the $4 biggie bites, biggier with a $6 biggie bag, or biggiest with an $8 biggie bundle. So now you can choose and customize your biggie deal. As you should. Sorry, I get fired up when I'm talking deals. More biggie options so you can get more of what you really want at Wendy's.
Price and participation may vary. Single items at regular price. Prices may be higher in Alaska, California, and Hawaii.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. Well, you talk about great American heroes. This is such a treat for me and perfect for you as you listen, because this guy is one of you. And it's just so great to talk to Tom Satterley, highly decorated Delta Force combat veteran, 5 Bronze Stars, on-air contributor for a new 3-part docuseries called Surviving Black Hawk Down, which is showing on Netflix. And Tom is with us here in the National Defense. Tom, how are you?
Doing well. Thank you so much.
Hey, before we get into the series here, I was looking into your organization, your foundation, the All Secure Foundation. Man, that seems really cool. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, that was built by my wife and I, mostly my wife, when we used to own a training company, training special operations units before they deployed to combat overseas, showing them the reality that we could show them. Some guys weren't returning, some guys get killed during training, and my wife was like one of those, wow, people get killed all the time, I don't know if I can do this job, but what I can do is help bring them home. And she sat on target many nights talking to all these special ops warriors about what they need help with and started cataloging what that was. Most of it was help me be a better father, help me be a better husband, help me at home. I have a book for everything else. So we built the All Secure Foundation to bring them home, connect them with their families, give them the tools to change the behavior that they have and improve their lives while working through the post-traumatic stress that they have. So we bring the reality to them. We get them to do the acceptance, and then they get to work on improving their lives.
Wow, that is very cool. Yeah, I would encourage everybody to check that out, the All Secure Foundation. Hey, Tom, let's talk about this series a little bit, 3-part docuseries, Surviving Black Hawk Down. And so what is your experience with Black Hawk Down?
I was on the ground in 1993 for all the missions, and specifically that day that they're talking about. I was at the first crash site after, you know, being dropped outside the perimeter on infill. It was just one of those days where everything didn't go wrong, but everything that could go horribly wrong against you did, unexpectedly. Lots of individuals with all kinds of weapons and lots of training that were coming at us instantly. So it was an 18-hour firefight, the longest sustained firefight since Vietnam.
Wow.
And it was quite eye-opening for me. It was my first combat experience. And
that was your first combat experience?
It was. Oh. Rushed right into the good one.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
I did a lot of learning that night from a lot of the seasoned individuals on the teams there. I also learned that no matter how your training is, you could still die instantly standing next to somebody. So it's one of those horrifying events that tells you the full story, but I think this documentary is going to be so much more exciting because it tells you the actual true stories from those who went through it And I think hearing that perspective is going to be more detailed than the movie would, and it will kind of tie it all together. Plus, you get to hear the other side story as well. I'm excited.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah, absolutely. It starts streaming on Netflix on February 10th. And so the Black Hawk Down, the movie, came out in 2001, which is really incredible for me to believe that it was that long ago. But were you portrayed by someone in Black Hawk Down?
A lot of our actions were portrayed. The unit wasn't allowed to talk at the time. They wouldn't go to Delta guys. I think they had a couple they talked to that maybe got out at the time. But most of the stories told from the Ranger's perspective and what they saw Delta guys do. So some of that is off, and some of the actors do three or four different events that maybe one guy did or two different people did.
Okay.
So it kind of rotates around. So it's not one individual represents one person on the ground. It's kind of like a story told in whole.
Yeah. Did you like the movie? Was it, in your mind, was it fairly accurate?
I did. I saw it one time. I can't see it again, that it's so accurate and it's so vivid and real for me that it's difficult to watch anymore. But yeah, I think it really captured the chaos. It captured the humor and the loss of life. A bit of the human side that you don't get in a lot of military movies.
Yeah, no, absolutely. We're talking to Tom Satterlee here on the National Defense, and five Bronze Stars. Oh, my gosh. Last 20 years of your service. You're in the Delta Force. There's no more elite unit than that. And for you to be a part of that for so long, man, that's got to just play a huge part of your life, right?
I think it's everything I am. It really changed who I was. It makes it difficult to shake who I am now. I found out that the toughest unit I've ever been in is the family unit now. It's more difficult to struggle through that.
Yeah. How big a family do you have?
I'm down to one more at home. She's getting ready to go to college next year. So we have three in total. And one's working, one's in Rome right now going to college, and the other one's getting ready to go over to London, I think, and go to college next year.
Wow.
So we're excited.
Yeah. Right. I know the feeling. I know the feeling. We're talking to Tom Satterlee here on the National Defense, the new three-part docuseries, Surviving Black Hawk Down, on Netflix starting February 10th. So, Tom, I don't know if you've gotten this question today or not, but since we just had the tragic news involving that the Black Hawk chopper, what's your take on all that?
Well, the only thing I want to say about that is that the massive loss of life on both aircraft.
Right.
I immediately went to the families, the individuals on those aircraft, and the loss that they had and what they're going to go through. I know how difficult it is to go through that much loss. I didn't look at it like technically, like what happened. I mean, that's someone else's job. I just instantly went to the loss of life inside because I know what that looks like in a helicopter and an airplane. So, yeah, straight to the families is my thoughts.
Yeah, and it's interesting, too, that I had an interview a couple of weeks earlier with someone who flew Blackhawks and told me that was the safest aircraft on Earth.
That's what I've been told, and I'm pretty happy to hear that every time I was in one.
Yeah, absolutely. So you were a consultant and also an on-air contributor for this docuseries. I would imagine they relied pretty heavily on your account.
Yeah, Actually, I can't really say. I mean, they interviewed me individually, and I gave them everything I could, everything from my heart and soul that I could muster to get out without, you know, crying too much. And
sure.
I'm excited myself to see the other individuals and their stories. I know several of them in there personally, so I'm excited to hear their rendition of what they went through. I know it's different for every individual in combat. Is you pretty much see your world.
Yeah, that's going to be good. Starts February 10th. It's streaming on Netflix. Tom, thank you so much for your service. Thank you for the time today, and really appreciate everything.
Thank you. I truly appreciate it, and thank you to all the veterans out there.
We'll be right back here in the National Defense.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. Did you buy a timeshare because they told you it was a great investment? That's a lie. Most timeshares can be bought online for a dollar. To find out what your timeshare is worth and to cancel it, call us today and we'll send you our timeshare exit kit free with all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley for your free exit info guide, 800-296-6868. That's 800-296-6868.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Has there been a party switch on the immigration debate? Why are potato chips getting cheaper? And does Trump's efforts at lowering drug prices actually make sense? Find out on this week's edition of Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risks to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Is with us, gold miner. I've never talked to a gold miner before. Juan, how are you?
I'm doing great, Randy. Yourself?
Good, man. I bet you come in contact with a lot of people like that. They say they've never talked to a gold miner.
You know, it happens quite often. But, you know, you think of a gold miner, you think of the old-time prospector in the creek, you know, with a goofy hat and, right. And a sidearm. You know, that's not really what we are anymore, you know, although we still use the gold pan and everything else. But, yeah, there's all kinds of gold miners, you know, whether you're a hard rock gold miner underground or you're a placer miner like I'm currently doing. And then again, there's the hobbyist miner that's out there with a gold pan and maybe a high banker. But, yeah, it's still a very, very you know, real thing, you know, and especially now that gold's hitting, you know, record highs at over $5,000 an ounce, you know, you see more and more people going out there and doing it.
Well, and I guess it's like a lot of other things. You know, people look at the gold mining industry or the gold mining profession, and they're like, well, of course I can do that. I got a pan. I got a pick. And I mean, there's a lot of machinery that you guys deal with. I know in this new, the 2 hour special, I love the concept of this. You and Thready Dodge help struggling mine owners. If you can increase the owner's weekly gold haul, you get a cut of the profits. If you don't, you don't charge a dime. So you're kind of putting it all on the line yourselves, right?
That's exactly right. You know, and genuinely, Freddie and I, we go out there and we want to help. And so we're willing to put our money where our mouth is. You know, if we're going to say, hey, we're going to increase you by, you know, 20, 30, 40, 50%. And in some cases, it's heck of a whole lot more than that. We're talking, you know, 500, 600, 700, 800, 1,000% increase.
Wow.
But if we're able to hit our target, you know, yeah, we get a cut of it.
Well, yeah, which is only right. And, you guys grew up in the Yukon. Is that right?
Yeah. We're kind of all over. You know, the season we start off, we're going to start off in the Yukon, and then, we kind of travel all over the place from there. You know, we've hit California, Arizona, Colorado, Montana, Alaska. So we were all over the place this year, last year.
So where is the most unexpected place that you've actually found gold?
North Carolina, of all places.
Really?
North Carolina, yeah, absolutely. But, you know, you think about the first gold rush, it was in Georgia. So it's right in that area. But yeah, definitely, you know, when we first made our trek out to North Carolina, you're looking out there and it's, you know, almost looks like farmland. And sure enough, there was gold there.
Wow. You know, and it's probably people that have lived on that land for years and years.
Generations.
Had no idea.
Yeah. Yep, absolutely. You know, and I think, you know, they were telling us about the family story when, you know, their families had the ground for years. But yeah, it ended up that there was gold there, and sure enough, you know, right next to their little pond there was gold.
We're talking to gold miner Juan Ibarra here on the National Defense. The new 2 hour Gold Rush Mine Rescue with Freddie and Juan premieres tomorrow on the Discovery Channel tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Eastern. And it's interesting how you kind of got started in the gold mining, Juan. You had a construction and plumbing business. How did you find yourself into the gold mining?
You know, it did. Kind of, well, it was during 2007, 2008, you know, things were kind of tight, but we ended up nearly going bankrupt on my business. And so I looked for a way to be able to kind of get out of that hole that I was in. And you know, I ended up taking a job, first here in Nevada, then actually in Alaska, working for a gold mine, for a hard rock gold mine. And that's kind of how my mining career started. And then, you know, when I was working in Alaska, the opportunity came up to apply for a job with Todd Hoffman on the main Gold Rush show. So we did, and that's just kind of how it all escalated, you know. And then, you know, fast forward a couple, you know, 5 years, and then Freddie Dodge and I, you know, since the beginning, Freddie and I have been really good friends. But fast forward 5 years, Freddie had the opportunity to you know, had the idea and wanted to start this new show, and he actually called me and asked me, hey, would you want to be a part of this? We're going to travel the country helping people with struggling gold mines. And so, yeah, absolutely, I was all in. So, yeah, that's how we came up with, well, started with the whole Mine Rescue show.
It's kind of like the Restaurant Impossible, you know, that Robert Irvine does, you know, where he goes in and helps struggling restaurateurs. But when you guys go in, there's no guarantee. And just from looking at the, watching the trailer on this thing, most of the people that you deal with are at the very, very end of their rope, right?
Yeah, you know, and I wouldn't say all of them, but a lot of them genuinely are. You know, they've invested their own money, their family's money. You know, a lot of people maybe have pulled out, you know, second mortgages on their homes and sold what they had. And so, you know, genuinely, they were in need. They go out there with the desire, with the hope, the dream to be able to, you know, create this life that they want, and they go for it. And sometimes they fail miserably, and or they need help. And that's where we come in.
And what exactly do you guys do for them in terms of expertise or getting information, or what do you do for these folks?
all of the above when it comes down to it. You know, Freddie and I, we don't hold back one bit, you know, whether we go in there and we're helping them, you know, with their operation as far as operational, you know, planning or even prospecting or even geology or, you know, one of the core things that we do is go in there and work on their wash plants. But we genuinely go in there, we rebuild their wash plants, you know, alter, change things across the board. So anything and everything that needs to be done that we're able to do with the time that we have, we do it. And so you'll see that, you know, in the show that we go in there and we have, you know, 9-10 days to be able to accomplish our goals.
Okay.
We do a test run in the beginning. We see, we get a baseline. We go in there, we come up with a game plan, what we want to do, the alterations, the fixes. And then we implement those fixes. And then we do a second test run, and then we actually see what the increase was. We were able to increase in 10, 20, 30, in some cases upwards of 1,000% increase.
Wow.
And then, you know, then from there we move on and we determine, you know, what our cut is out of that. But, yeah, it's quite, you know, there's ups and downs. You know, some cases we've been able to go in there and just absolutely kill it, and then in some situations, unfortunately, the ground wasn't as good as they thought, or, you know, there was lacking of gold. And, you know, unfortunately, when there's no gold, there's nothing we can do. You know, even though we go in there and we build the best wash plant, do all the alterations that we need to do, if there's just not enough gold in the ground, there's still not going to be enough gold. So
it reminds me of the Beverly Hillbillies. You know, I mean, Uncle Jed strikes liquid gold, and we're off to Beverly Hills. Ever had that kind of situation?
You know, we no oil, but we've definitely hit a couple spots where, you know, it's been impressively rich. So yeah, we've had some eureka moments.
Yeah, I mean, how exciting though. The thing that I love about what you do and that gold mining in general is the fact that nobody knows. I mean, you guys don't know what you're going to end up with. The folks that own the rigs and the site a lot of times won't know. But that's really where the kind of excitement is, right?
Oh yeah, 100%. It's, you know, it's a adventure, you know, and it's a gamble, but, yeah, that's definitely where the, you know, excitement lies, you know, really figuring out what you have there.
Our audience is mainly active duty military veterans and their families. I could see transitioning veterans having an aptitude for doing something like this. What does it take to be a successful gold miner besides luck?
Well, you know, I'll be honest, if there's any group of people that are probably tailored for this would be your listeners for sure. You know, they already have a great work ethic. They're motivated and that's what it takes. You know, work ethic, motivation, do your homework, make sure that you know what you're getting into. And just, you know, it does take a little bit of luck. Unfortunately, but it does take luck.
and resourceful. You got to be resourceful. Yeah. You got to be able to pivot.
Well, that's exactly right. You know, you got to pivot with what's coming your way and, you know, move, you know, flow with, you know, go with the flow. And, you know, it's, one of the things that's allowed me to be very successful in what we've done over the years is it's both Freddie and myself. We're good at that. You know, we come from family businesses that we built and, genuinely starting with nothing. So we've had to make do with nothing. And, you know, when you're out there in the middle of nowhere in the bush,
right,
you have to think on your feet. You have to be able to basically make Thanksgiving dinner out of nothing. And that's what we do every episode.
What has been your biggest haul to date?
I think our biggest improvement to date, I think, was 1,600%.
I mean, in terms of cash value, what does that look like?
You know, I think, genuinely the gentleman that we help, I think he ended up the season last year with a little over 200 ounces. So in today's money, let's call it, you know, a little over $1 million in a season. Wow. With a crew of just a couple guys.
Wow.
and he did that within, I think, the span of about 4 months.
Oh my gosh. Oh wow. Okay. And we're, right now everybody's going, this is what we want to do.
You know, all I can say is there's definitely money to be made, but make sure you do your homework. You know, just because somebody says they have a gold mine for sale doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be a viable gold mine. So go in there, do your testing. And one of the things that people always fail to see is if you're going to test, you got to test in the same manner that you're going to be able to do your recovery. So if you're going to recover with a sluice box, with a wash plant, you need to do your testing with a sluice box. Don't do a fire assay and say, hey, this ground has X amount of money in it or X amount of cold in it. Well, because reality is that is not recoverable with a sluice box. So you're going to do your testing with the same equipment that you're going to do your recovery with,
okay,
your prospect or your actual production with.
Well, this is exciting stuff. I can't wait to see this. This is going to happen tomorrow night on the Discovery Channel, 2-hour season premiere of Gold Rush Mine Rescue with Freddie and Juan. Wish you guys all the best luck, man. I know it's also very dangerous, and you get into some kind of risky situations. So stay safe out there, and continued success.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate you. And then also, you know, for your listeners, thank you very much for your service and your continued service and your past service and your family members as well. Thank you.
Thank you for that. We'll be right back here in the National Defense.
Ford was built on the belief that the world doesn't get to decide what you're capable of. You do. So ask yourself, can you or can't you? Can you load up a Ford F-150 and build your dream with sweat and steel? Can you chase thrills and conquer curves in a Mustang? Can you take a Bronco to where the map ends and adventure begins? Whether you think you can or think you can't, you're right. Ready, set, Ford.
Looking to create the bath you've always dreamed of without all the hassle? The Home Depot makes it easier. Shop fully styled rooms and curated collections to bring your vision to life. Use digital tools to preview flooring and finishes in your space and get everything you need from tubs to tile, delivered fast and priced right. The Home Depot. Dream baths built here.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Oliva Melano Maduro. From the verdant fields of Jalapa, Nicaragua, comes an epic 95-rated cigar, wrapped in a Maduro leaf from San Andres. Expect notes of espresso, anise, and walnut liqueur. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Redding and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
The Shasta College Art Gallery presents a Japanese woodblock print exhibition featuring works from the traditional ukiyo-e period to contemporary artists. Explore beautifully crafted prints with many pieces available for purchase to support Shasta College Student Show Awards. Join us for the closing reception on April 16th at noon in Building 300 during Shasta College Cultural Day. The gallery is open Monday through Thursday 8 to 5 and Fridays 8 to noon. More information can be found at shastacollege.edu/events.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR14.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Redding and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
Now, for someone that needs to move quickly or something like a job transfer, well, what steps can you take to make sure that their home gets sold fast and for the most money?
Sean, that is an excellent question. We actually have three ways that we'll approach that. One is we actually as an office have what's called an instant offer. So if you need it sold fast, we can do it really fast. But the truth is if you want to maximize your selling price and get done quickly, then it actually means that you're going to want to sit down, identify a marketing plan, talk about what to do to prep your home for sale, and then be really clear on two things, your time frame and the price, because those two things merging together is ultimately going to equal your outcome. So having that kind of conversation in advance will go a long ways.
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Go online to readinghomes.com or just Google Josh Barker.
All right. Well, I'm sure there was a prisoner exchange at some point. Yeah. And we got one of the beautiful Tennesseans.
Well, I worked in the radio in Pittsburgh for about 3 years. I love the people of Pennsylvania. And the thing that I found out, and maybe you have the same experience, you can't walk up to anybody in Pittsburgh and say, how are you, without starting a two-hour conversation.
Sure. Well, because, you know, think of this, Randy. The state motto is, you've got a friend in Pennsylvania. You know what I mean? Like, right. we're all told that motto when we're kids. They're like, you got to be nice to people because, you know, that's what William Penn wanted.
Right.
So,
right.
Like, you know, the other state mottos are like, you know, defend to death and fight back fascism. Ours is, you got a friend in Pennsylvania.
Well, in Tennessee, ours is eat more bacon, which is odd. We're talking to Daniel Roebuck here on the National Defense and the movie The Hail Mary, which you wrote and directed.
Yes, sir.
I've seen the trailer for this. This looks hysterical. Anytime you give me nuns and football, I'm in.
Yeah, I think it's a great combination, and we're going to come out just, you know, everybody had the week after, you know, we all had our honeydew list the week after the Super Bowl, and we've done that, and next week is our week, so the week after that, we're giving you the Hail Mary, so we're giving you back your football.
Man, that's
going to be, welcome.
Especially in Kansas City, we're based in Kansas City, we didn't even know, we didn't even know what to do Super Bowl weekend, we're like, what?
Yeah.
I mean, well, are they still playing it?
Why would they? Listen, that's like being an actor. You know, the last day on, you're a guest on a show and they're reading the script for the next episode. And you're like, wait, you guys are going to make another episode, but this one doesn't have me in it. I'm so confused about this.
The Hail Mary's coming out on February 27th. I love your character, man. You play a guy that's just down and out. I think you're a janitor. Right.
He's really got nothing going for him at all. He runs smack into this, and I mean runs into a nun who decides that he needs redemption. So to lead him to it, she cons him into creating a football team for her all boys Catholic school.
Oh, man. And the nun, I mean, she is excellent. Wow. I don't cross paths with her.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. Are you an ex-military?
I'm not, but
understood. But we're speaking to a lot of folks.
Absolutely.
Her backstory is, and it's never mentioned in the movie, but if you watch carefully, she's ex-military, and she had a midlife crisis. And if you look behind her on the desk, is her military photo. She's got flags all over. She's definitely someone. I hope there's a sequel so we can explore, you know, her career change.
All right. Daniel Roebuck, we're talking to here in the National Defense, the movie The Hail Mary coming out on February 27th. And speaking of football, and I got to believe you're a Steelers fan, the fact...
I hate to tell you, Eagles, we're on the other end.
Oh, okay, all right, okay.
But you can,
I was going to suggest, do you know the name Myron Cope? Myron Cope was a longtime Pittsburgh announcer, and why there has never been a movie about Myron Cope on sports, I don't understand. I mean,
I'm going to look him up to see if there's a story there.
Oh, you know, listen, he started the terrible towel. He's the guy that started the
terrible... Oh, he's the guy.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I mean, he's a legend. Hey, you were also in a couple of other great favorites of mine. Rob Zombie's The Munsters. You played Grandpa. How was that experience?
So when he asked me to do it, because I've known Rob and he knows what a fan of the Munsters I am, he also knew that I had done a movie with Fred Gwynn, that I knew Al Lewis. He calls and says, when he said, do you want to play Grandpa Munster?
Oh.
I was like, if you're punking me, this is the coolest thing anyone's ever done to any human being. So if I should, where I watch TV, I sit, I have a TV room. I'm a guy, I never like the TV in the living room. That's like kind of a modern world thing that we have to do because of how we live. But I read in the living room. I don't watch TV. So I have this three sheet of Munsters Go Home that I look at literally every day of my life. And I've got a collection of toy memorabilia, and I have a very large Munsters collection. So when you're told that you're actually going into the thing you love, it's just all you can think of, and you can't have an ego about it. You have to think, God loves me so much. I'm a sinner. I'm doing the best I can. I've made a lot of mistakes, right. But now I try to live a very good life. But he just loves me so much that he let me. And Randy, not only the Munsters, I'm also in a very big Star Wars project, this huge video game called Jedi Fallen Order and Jedi Survivor.
Oh, wow.
And there was 1 week of my life that I worked, we finished the Munsters on a Friday, and I was filming my Star Wars thing on a Tuesday. So within 1 week, I worked on both Munsters and Star Wars. And at the same time, my brother-in-law, who's a director of photography, was operating the third camera on Indiana Jones 5.
Oh, my gosh.
And I just said to him, I go, could we have ever dreamed when we were kids this would be? But it's only because there's two things. One, perseverance. Yes, I've worked hard, 100%.
Right.
But the other thing is, you know, I've given my life to Christ, and, you know, when we were doing Matlock, there'd be days where they'd rewrite the script. There wouldn't be time to rehearse. Andy Griffith would say, my favorite quote of his, he'd say, well, let's go where Jesus leads us.
Oh, wow.
And that's kind of how I live my life now. And
I love that.
And, you know, this movie, The Hail Mary, is just the latest indication that things he loves me, and I did name the movie after his mom, and I think he likes that.
Yeah.
likes it so much he made sure there's another movie coming out with almost the same title a month later.
Well, anytime you can include Jesus' mom's name, I think we're talking to Daniel Roebuck here on the National Defense. The Hail Mary is coming out on February 27th. I can't wait to see I know people say this, but it seems to have everything. I mean, it's got, you know, it's got a lot of heart, it's got a lot of drama, it's got football, it's got nuns. I mean, if you throw a dog maybe eating an apple in there, I mean, this is
right. The distributor would always say, can you put a dog in it? And
yeah.
No, there's no dogs. There's no dog at the all boys school. But my movies, what I try to do, Randy, is, you know, I don't want to preach to the choir.
Yeah.
I want to preach to the people driving past the church on Sunday morning. And the only way we can connect with them is, I'm sorry, you have to begin with humor. You have to begin with a smile. And then, you know, so my movies, and even this, if I could talk a minute about Men of Granite, the next movie we're making, my daughter and I are writing it now. It's about four kind of grumpy old men who are in the honor guard at a local cemetery, and they don't really get along. They're all from different branches of the service. And then this kid, this 19-year-old kid, flips his car in a drunken police chase and lands on a couple of the tombstones.
Mm.
So the judge sends him there for a year for community service. So these guys and the kid are at odds at first. And then, you know, again, my movies are really all about fatherhood and mentorship, all of them. And there's a, you know, everybody changes everybody.
And you get to write this with your daughter. How special is that?
Isn't that amazing?
Is that the same daughter you took to see one of the last Jay Leno shows?
Yeah. Oh, did you hear that show? Yeah.
Yeah.
She goes, how long ago?
We know all about you, Daniel. We've got you down, man. Hey, I can't wait to see the Hail Mary. You got to come back for your next one. And thank you so much for taking the time. And thank you for spreading the word.
All right. You're welcome. And people can, if they want to be part of that next movie, they can go to achannelofpeace.org and see what we do and how we do it.
I love it.
We make the movies through a not for profit.
Oh, man. I love it. That is so good. We'll be right back here in the
Straight Talk Wireless presents Pickup Truck Wisdom.
If you're only good to your new friends, you're not going to have any old ones. Straight Talk gets it. That's why new and existing customers get free 5G phones on Verizon's 5G network. Pretty simple, really. You keep good people by being good people.
Find us at straighttalk.com and Walmart. Straight Talk Wireless. Straightforward. Always. Taxes and fees apply. Plan purchase required for free phone offers. Copyright 2026 Verizon.
I checked Allstate first and saved hundreds on my car insurance. Really smart. Unfortunately, I didn't check if I took the gas hose out of my car's tank. Ooh, not smart. And I drove off while still attached to pump number 3.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. Potential savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate North American Insurance Company.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.